пташка сказала, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. Мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. О, хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти дівчино будь сама. О, хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти дівчино будь сама. О, хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти, дівчино, будь сама. Покине карі оченята, покине личко цілувать, покине дівчину любити та ще своєю називать. Покине дівчину любити та ще своєю називать. Лісу загублюся, нехай шукає він мене. Піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене. Піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене. Ворожка ворожила, мені ворожка сказала, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. Мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я.
And from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was the young group Molodzi, and that does indeed mean young people. This is from their second CD called Ukrainian Dance Melodies 2, and that song was Voroshka, a song about the fortune teller, and the vocalists on that tune were Brittany Lasko and Katrusia Chabluk. Вітаю вас, всіх шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulina Demchuk-McCorry, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar is by with some Easter recipes using that quintessential herb. I think it's a herb. Anyways, horseradish is the main ingredient. And then we've got Irena Bell joining us with Chisnaleve, Did You Know? And she'll be talking about some place name changes in Ukraine. As well, we've got Ukraine News Outlook with Keith Perron, and he has a special report on human trafficking in Ukraine. And as usual, our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music on our show. Coming up next, Millennia from Edmonton. This is from their most recent CD, their third, called Bratya, which means brothers. And here they are with a song about milk. It's called Moloko.
Гаврила, на світі все не стали, здохла побила, і кури позакали, але корова, хоча не чорнопрова, була ще здорова. Коло пасла стеличка, але корову почату чудно богу пасла Марічка. Вестила, віщила, мила і доглядала. З ранку до вечора пістю для неї співала. Гай, 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 мила, гай, молока, 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 давай. Гей, 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 мила, гей, молока, 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 налей. Швидко зладю другий, зірну шнурочок постав за на дотуги. Була теличка, смішна і невеличка, стала молодичка. Заду вишневі полободички, то налетела полодевички, але корову хоча би чудо прову, це пасла Марічка. Вестила, ніжила, била і доглядала.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Вітер віє, повіває, пополю гуляє, на могилі кобзар сидить та на кобзі грає. Кругом його степ, як море широке синіє, за могилою могила, а там тільки мріє. Сивий вус стару чуприну вітер розвіває, то приляже та послуха, як кобзар співає. Перепендя старий сліпий, хто його не знає, він усюди вештається та на кобзі грає. А хто грає, того знають і дякують люди, він їм ту розганяє, хоч сам світом нудить. Він їм ту розганяє, хоч сам світом нудить.
And that was Volodymyr Mota from Montreal, and this is from his CD Tvory Tarasa Shevchenko v Pisnyakh, and that is Taras Shevchenko Poetry in Song. And that song was Vitar Via Povivaya, The Breeze is Blowing. We're coming up next. We're going to stay in the East. This is a group from Ajax, Ontario. They are called Dunai, from a CD called Soundscape. Here they are now with Kari Ochi, Hazel Eyes.
Очі, чорні брови, не забуду вас ніколи, як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно. Гарну я у сні я вас бачу. Ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі, о, як я люблю вас. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі. Як я люблю вас.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello! Today I have horseradish recipes for you that you could use for your Easter festive menu, and for other times too. Horseradish is used so frequently in Ukraine that it has a special place in the language. A mean old man is known as an old horseradish, while to feel horseradishy is to feel optimistic. Now get your pans ready for horseradish sauce. You'll need the following: 1 cup mayonnaise, 1/3 cup sour cream, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1.5 teaspoons whole grain or seedy mustard, 2 teaspoons cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons grated fresh horseradish. And it is always best to use fresh horseradish. It is available all year round in most supermarkets. Put all the ingredients in a bowl and blend. Chill and serve with eggs. Try it. It's delicious. And now for Easter horseradish. This dish is wonderful with eggs, sausage, or ham. Try to grate your own horseradish in a food processor or on a box grate. When Mom and I made beet and horseradish relish for Easter, we had to grate her homegrown horseradish on the box grater. Those were the old days. We had to take turns grating because the fumes were so strong. We cried and laughed a lot. I can hear her shouting, "Open the back door for fresh air. Ventilate, ventilate." Just a tip, if you're using the food processor, be sure to cut the root in 1-inch pieces or so, as it is very strong and tough and could be a strain on the food processor. Now, for Easter horseradish, you'll need the following: 1 cup fresh horseradish, 1 tablespoon soft butter, 1/4 cup honey, 8 eggs, hard cooked and mashed. Just combine all the ingredients and mix well. If you want a milder taste, add a few more eggs. This dish is also delicious served with eggs, sausage, pork, or ham. Horseradish is generally not cooked, but slices can be cooked in a strong stew. Happy Easter!
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And up next is Tut E Tam from Saskatchewan, and this is from their self-titled CD, their second one, and it's the white one. And this is a song about a vegetable that is at Easter time very commonly added to that ingredient that Sylvia was just talking about, horseradish. And of course, if you're Ukrainian, you know what this is all about. And if you're not Ukrainian, well, I'll just fill you in. This is about red beets, and at Easter time, beets beets, grated beets with grated horseradish mixed together with a bit of vinegar and some sugar is a very traditional relish at Easter time. And so, of course, all good Ukrainian homemakers around the world will be in the throes of preparing this dish in the next little while, since there is only a week left to Easter on the Gregorian calendar anyways, and 2 weeks till Easter on the Julian calendar. So we'll be celebrating Easter twice as we do Christmas, as Ukrainians are wont to do, because we have the two calendars that our community observes. Part of our community observes one and part observes the other, but we managed to make it all work. So here now is Tut Itam to sing a little song about that beloved vegetable, the red beet. Chervoneńki buryaczok.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Western Ukraine changed hands many times in the 20th century? It changed hands so many times that there is a popular joke about an old man in a village in Transcarpathia. He was asked about his life, and he said, I was born in Austro-Hungary. I went to school in Czechoslovakia. I served in the Hungarian army, and I went to prison in the Soviet Union. And now I'm in independent Ukraine. When asked how it was that he had traveled so much, the old man replied, Oh, I never left my village.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Цвіте терен, цвіте терен, а цвітопадає. Хто в любові не знається,
хто гор я не знає, хто в любові не знається, той гор я не знає. А я молода дівчина, той гор я зазнала. Вечероньки не доїла, нічки не доспала. Вечероньки не доїла, нічки не доспала. Ой, візьму я кріселечко, сяду край віконця, і ще очі не дрімали, а вже сходить сонце. І ще очі не дрімали, а вже сходить сонце. Хоч дрімайте, не дрімайте, не будете спати. Де споїхав мій миленький іншої шукати? Де споїхав мій миленький іншої шукати? Цвіте терен, а цвіт опадає. Хто любові не знається, той гор я не знає. Хто в любові не знається, той гор я не знає.
And that was a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Svita Teren, the Blooming Countryside. And that lovely a cappella rendition was performed by none other than UB from Edmonton. Yes, that wild and crazy polka band with a little bit of a rock and roll edge. And this is a song that is on this album to demonstrate the vocal talent of the singers in this band. They are members of the Axios Male Choir in Edmonton. And it is very obvious that they are very talented vocalists. And again, that song by UB was Svita Teren, the Blooming Countryside. Up next, a blast from the past for you from a group called Ismarad, which means emerald, and they are from, I believe, Chicago, back in the 1970s or maybe even 60s. Another pretty wild and crazy group from all reports. Not many out there, but what I've heard is they were wild and crazy. Here they are now with a song called Ktos moju zhinku vkrav, Someone Stole My Wife.
Ktos moju zhinku vkrav. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Я всі дні її шукаю, де знайти її не знаю. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Я всі дні її шукаю, де знайти її не знаю. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Вона мене так поїла, щоб мене вже укропило. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Мене так боїли, щоб мене вже окропило. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Хтось мою жінку вкрав. Я би йому сказав. Вона мене так любила, що не віником кропила. Бідний той хлоп, що вкрав. Вона мене так любила, що не віником кропила. Бідний той хлоп, що вкрав. Жінку вкрав, хтось мою жінку вкрав, я всі дні її шукаю, де знайти її не знаю, хтось мою жінку вкрав, я всі дні її шукаю, де знайти її не знаю, хтось мою жінку вкрав.
Хтось Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up in this edition, we have a special report on the problem of human trafficking in Ukraine. I'm Keith Parent. Human trafficking, or modern-day slavery, is happening on a global scale on a daily basis. The victims are men, women, and children, often those already downtrodden in their own societies. Identified as the world's fastest-growing criminal industry, human trafficking subjects millions of people to sexual exploitation and forced labor every year. Ukraine is considered one of the worst when it comes to human trafficking, along with countries in Africa and Southeast Asia. We have this special report from Dario Diguts.
Since the beginning of the 90s, Ukraine has turned into one of the biggest centers of human trafficking. According to the figures of the International Organization for Migration, more than 100,000 Ukrainians have been smuggled for the last 20 years. They were exploited in 64 countries of the world, mainly in Russia, Poland, the Czech Republic, Turkey, the UAE, Italy, and Spain. Women are mostly forced to work as prostitutes. Men are exploited to do illegal work.
Trafficking is an international multi-billion dollar business. The new victims are recruited through advertisement, promising high pay and legal job abroad as waitress or in the agricultural industry. Such ads can be found both on the web or at the lamp post on the street.
Oksana, who is now 28, got trapped into trafficking when she was 19. Her friend told her about a model agency which offered a good job abroad.
Manager at that agency told me that I would work as a hostess in the nightclub. It seemed to be an easy money with only 5 working hours a day.
Oksana went to Turkey. Though there were enough nightclubs in the tourist center, Oksana got into the other places.
It was a house on the outskirts of the city. Once I arrived, I was asked to give my passport for the check-in. At that moment, the exit was closed.
Oksana has found herself locked in the house with many other girls. They were told they owed money for their transportation and had to work to pay off their debt.
I didn't have any cent and they forced me to do horrible things. When I refused to be a prostitute, they beat me. And almost 1 year till the police raid released me, I was badly bruised every day.
Oksana's story is typical of many victims of trafficking. However, an expert at the social center La Strada is defying the stereotype that there are only women who get trapped into trafficking. Compared to the beginning of the 90s, things have changed.
Labor exploitation gradually supplants the sexual one. However, when the crisis hit Ukraine in 2008, it was a new outbreak of sexual exploitation. In Ukrainian families, women can be the main earners. To support their families, they snatch at any job.
Forced labor is the most widespread form of modern slavery. It involves domestic servitude or exploitation at plants. The victims are also exploited at farms gathering the crop in Spain or Portugal. Trafficking among EU citizens is rare, however, the ringleaders of this business often reside in the EU.
We are cooperating with our colleagues abroad. Recently, we have stopped the international syndicate activity. The criminal group was headed by a German. To drag the girls into trafficking, he sent agitators to Ukraine. They recruited young women and then took them to the Red Lamp in Germany.
On their way to combat trafficking, Ukrainian police officers face certain obstacles. The victims of the criminal business often refuse to testify in court. Along with shame and avoiding rumors, sometimes it does mean they knew what they could face abroad.
Since the beginning of the 90s, international organizations are trying to stop trafficking in Ukraine. Millions of dollars are spent to provide shelter and psychological assistance for the victims. The numerous printed materials are raising awareness among Ukrainians. Still, there are enough of those who wish to risk going for the gold.
Ruth is a coordinator of programs in the International Organization for Migration. She says that Ukrainians are enticed with the false promises of happy life abroad. They know the examples of their acquaintances who succeeded in working abroad. Such myths, says Ruth, are especially dangerous.
So in Ukraine, unlike other countries, it's also socially acceptable for women to go abroad and become, you know, breadwinners and remit money. Meaning that since Ukraine is a big country of origin for migration in general, you know, people knew that migration is, or potentially going abroad to earn money, is a way to be successful. So there were many people, many positive examples of migration, which became the, you know, the examples where people wanted to go, which they wanted to reach.
Ruth also says that nowadays trafficking is changing. Bosses loosen to the grip on the victims. They pay some money and stop endless coercion. Hence, some victims even do not understand that they are being trafficked. During the last decade, Ukraine turned from a source country into the destination for trafficking. People are mainly exploited at construction sites and industries. They live in terrible conditions, below the stairs or in the sheds, with a working day up to 16 hours. The price of life in modern slavery is the question that social workers prefer not to answer. They know the story of a girl who was sold abroad by her relatives at the cost of 2 bottles of vodka. However, trafficking within Ukraine seems an even more horrifying reality, as here one can't accuse the global crime syndicates without facing a terrible question: why have Ukrainians started to sell one another? Дар'я Дігуц, Київ.
And with that, we've come to the end of this special edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
Стояла край берега, та й стала гірко ридати, що стояла край берега, та й стала гірко ридати.
Self-titled, called Zhinochi Kvartet Charivna, the female quartet, which Charivna, which means enchantment. And that was a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Bila Chata v Sadu, White House in the Orchard. And this is a group formerly from Ukraine and now living in the United States. And you can find them on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere. They recorded this back in 96, but as I said, they're still at it. And again, they're called Zhinochi Kvartet Charivna. And that song was Bila Chata v Sadu. Up next, a boys group from Ukraine. Here is Pikardiska Tertsia with a song from their second anthology CD, Tsvite Misyachenko, A Song to the Moon.
Світи, місяченьку, світи на Діброву, нехай я перейду, нехай я перейду до дівчини на розмову, нехай я перейду, нехай я перейду до дівчини на розмову. Світи, місяченько, світи через річку, нехай я перейду, нехай я перейду до милої на всю нічку, нехай я перейду, нехай я перейду до милої на всю нічку, нехай я перейду, щоб їх не замочу, най ніхто не знає, най ніхто не чує, до якої я ходжу, най ніхто не знає, най ніхто не чує, до якої я ходжу. Світи в місяченько, та й зайшов за хмари, а я бідний плачу, а я бідний тужу, що не маю собі пари, а я бідний плачу, а я бідний тужу, що не маю собі пари. Світи, місяченьку, світи на Діброву, нехай я перейду, нехай я перейду до дівчини на розмову, нехай я перейду, нехай я перейду до дівчини на розмову.
Yeah.
And from Ukraine, that was Volen from their self-titled CD, and that was a song about the Cossacks coming. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver and online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. Online, you can find us at www.nashholos.com, at the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com, and on iTunes. А на жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Правда по собі блудів не залишає. And our proverb of the week translates as, truth does not leave mistakes in its wake. Well, that just about wraps up our program for another week here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. One last tune to leave you with. It's by the Female Beat from Winnipeg, and it is called the Thank You Jim Polka, and I'm sure that there's a story to that, and hopefully we'll bring it to you soon. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.